Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ready to ride the waves or hit the road for less? Refinance your boat or motorcycle loan with CME and let them try to beat your rate by 1.5% APR. Enjoy no payments for 90 days and rates as low as 6.25% APR. It's never been easier to lower your rate and free up cash. So make the smart move. Refinance with CME today. Terms and conditions apply. Minimum floor rate of 6.25% APR. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org. For additional details.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
All right, picture this. You are married to someone for 29 years. You pick them up from the train station every single day. And then one day, the FBI shows up at your door asking if you've heard about the serial murders at Gilgo Beach. That is exactly what happened to Asa Elrup in July of 2023 when her husband, Rex Heuermann, was arrested in connection with the Gilgo Beach killings. Her response in the Peacock documentary, The Gilgo Beach Killer, House of Secrets, isn't just fascinating. It's a masterclass in how the human mind can construct elaborate defenses against unbearable truths. We're about to dive into the documentary. It is out now on Peacock, and we've been following the production of this since its inception, since we heard that 50 Cent and G-Unit Productions was going to be making this documentary. And it is here, folks, and it is very interesting to watch. We hear Asa Elrup in her own words describing what life was like living with Rex Heuermann, how she feels about him now, and if she thinks he's innocent or guilty. You may be surprised. You may be surprised. I was surprised watching this at the cognitive dissonance that she's able to construct in her mind to keep going. Let's get into this. And in the comment section on YouTube, please let me know your thoughts on the case, what you think about Asa's piece in this, and just in general, let us know in the comment section. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our updates here on this case and the many we follow for you at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. Let me set the stage here, because this isn't your typical true crime story where the spouse immediately distances themselves from the accused. Asa Elrup, now 59, has spent nearly 2 years since Rex's arrest, not just maintaining his innocence, but actively defending him with a kind of fervor usually reserved for sports fans arguing about referee calls. The difference is that instead of debating a questionable penalty, she's arguing against DNA evidence, which actually, some of her DNA was found on some of the bodies. Digital forensic, and what prosecutors describe as one of the most comprehensive serial killer cases in recent memory. The documentary gives us access to the Huerman family and Asa's mindset in ways that feel like they're being handed the keys to the psychological puzzle. Asa's story begins in the 1990s when she was 18, working at a convenience store, and met good old Rex, who she described as tall, dark, and handsome. Not quite exactly how others may describe him today as ogre-like, but tall, dark, and handsome it is, Asa. But here's where it gets complicated in ways that would make a therapist reach for a fresh notepad. Asa's background includes significant trauma. She had spoken about being molested at 16, attempting suicide, and surviving a kidnapping attempt at 19. When she met Rex, he became what she calls her savior and hero. If you're thinking this sounds like textbook trauma bonding, you'd be onto something. It's like she found someone who made her feel safe in the world that had repeatedly shown her she wasn't. And that kind of psychological attachment doesn't just evaporate when inconvenient facts start piling up. If you want to call your man's a serial killer inconvenient facts. The night of Rex's arrest in July 2023, Asa and the family were moved to a hotel while investigators searched their Massapequa Park home. She watched news coverage showing numerous items being removed from their house. Her reaction wasn't anger or disgust. It was confusion mixed with emotional turmoil. Think of it like watching someone dismantle your car engine while insisting your perfectly running vehicle is actually broken. The cognitive dissonance is overwhelming. So the mind does what it does best. It creates alternative explanations that preserve your existing worldview. What makes Asa's case particularly striking is her approach to the timeline of the alleged murders. Prosecutors have suggested Rex committed these crimes during periods when his family was away, particularly during vacations. Asa's response is to construct counter-narratives that would make a defense attorney proud. She doesn't see periods when Rex was alone as opportunities for criminal activity. She sees him as proof of his industriousness and dedication to family responsibilities. Her logic operates like a GPS that's been programmed with the wrong destination. Every turn it suggests makes perfect sense if you accept the initial premise, but the premise itself is fundamentally flawed. When confronted with her specific murder timelines, Asa provides explanation for Rex's activities that would allegedly make such crimes logistically impossible. She challenges the very feasibility of the prosecution's timeline, questioning how someone could maintain work schedules, family responsibilities, and commit murders during the narrow windows suggested. This reasoning reveals something fascinating about how denial works. It's not passive ignorance, it's active construction of alternative realities. Asa isn't simply refusing to see evidence, she's creating elaborate explanations for why the evidence must be wrong. Like watching someone explain why water isn't actually wet by redefining the concept of moisture. The documentary reveals details about their home life, adds layers to the psychological portrait. Rex allegedly maintained areas of their home that were private to him, including spaces in their basement. When asked about such spaces, Asa frames them within the context of normal household arrangements rather than potential criminal preparation. It's like discovering your neighbor has been maintaining a workshop and concluding they must enjoy woodworking, even if you've never seen any finished projects. And a lot of people go in but never come out. Perhaps the most revealing aspect involves Asa's relationship with evidence itself. When confronted with various forms of evidence allegedly linking Rex to the crimes, her response is to question the validity or interpretation rather than adjusting her conclusions about his innocence. She dismisses DNA evidence as circumstantial and suggests investigators are picking assumptions to fit their narrative. This approach to information processing is like being shown multiple photographs of an event and insisting they must all be misinterpreted because your understanding of what happened is different. The documentary includes recorded phone conversations between Asa and Rex from jail. These conversations reveal the continued emotional connection between them, but also show how even expressions of support have become complicated by the legal situation. like trying to confront someone while simultaneously arguing they don't need comforting because nothing bad has actually happened to him. What makes the case particularly interesting is a contrast within the family itself. While Asa maintains consistent support for Rex, other family members have reportedly developed different perspectives as more information became available. This divide within the same family exposed to essentially the same information highlights how different people can process identical facts in radically different ways. From a psychological perspective, Asa's response makes sense when you consider her background. Having survived trauma, found safety with Rex, accepting his guilt would require basically dismantling not just their relationship, but her entire framework for understanding safety and protection. It'd be like discovering that your life preserver is actually an anchor. The psychological cost of such a revelation might simply be too high for some people to bear. The legal implications of Asa's testimony are equally fascinating. While her statements likely won't influence the outcome of Rex's trial, they provide insight into family dynamics that might both conceal and reveal patterns of behavior. Her detailed knowledge of Rex's routines and whereabouts could theoretically provide information useful to either prosecution or defense, depending on interpretation. The documentary also addresses the financial aspects of the family's participation. The family received compensation for their involvement, though the exact nature and amount varies depending on the source. It's worth considering how much arrangements might influence the content and presentation of testimonies, though determining such influence would be nearly impossible from the outside. Asa expresses uncertainty about her future while maintaining certainty about Rex's innocence creates an interesting psychological paradox where someone can acknowledge that their entire life is changing while refusing to acknowledge the reason for that change. It's like accepting you need to rebuild your house while insisting there was never actually a fire. The broader significance of Asa Elrib's story extends beyond the specifics of the Gilgo Beach case. Her responses illustrate how trauma, attachment, and denial can create psychological frameworks that resist even determined challenges from external reality. Understanding her perspective doesn't require agreeing with it, but it offers insight into how the human mind can protect itself from information that threatens fundamental beliefs about safety and relationships. Documentary presents Asa as a complex individual rather than a simple character type. Her loyalty might be misguided from an outside perspective, but it appears genuinely felt. Her denial might frustrate observers, but it's serving a psychological function that allows her to continue functioning in circumstances that would overwhelm many, many people. As Rex Heuermann's legal proceedings continue, Asa Elrib's perspective will likely remain a subject of public interest. Whether her position evolves as more information emerges remains to be seen, but the documentary does suggest that her psychological investment in his innocence runs deep enough to withstand substantial challenges. In a case already full of disgusting and disturbing allegations and unanswered questions, perhaps one of the most thought-provoking aspects is observing how someone can construct the alternative understanding of reality so comprehensive that it can withstand virtually any challenge to its foundations. Whether this represents admirable loyalty, troubling denial, or simply a human response to an impossible situation is something each observer will need to decide for themselves. The documentary itself will leave you questioning a lot. More questions than answers about the nature of family relationships, the power of psychological attachment, and the limits of evidence in changing deeply held beliefs. It presents a case study in how people can experience the same events and evidence, yet reach completely different conclusions about fundamental questions of guilt and innocence. There's a lot of questions, like I said, that will arise out of this documentary. Did Rex Heuermann actually do it? Well, the evidence sure as heck points to it. There's hairs from Rex and Asa, and I believe the daughter, that were found on burlap sacks. You know, the burlap sacks that were used in the disposal of the bodies. That's not a coincidence. That's pretty damning evidence that there's somebody in that house who'd been carrying out these murders. What do you think? Tell me in the comment section. Check out that doc on Peacock. It is now available. And yeah, I look forward to hearing what your thoughts are as this case continues to move forward. No trial date yet. I do wonder about the Karen Reed effect of this doc. If there ever were to be charges brought against Asa, and there are none right now. She's not accused of anything at all. But so many people wonder, and it's addressed in this doc, how did you not know? And take her word. Look at it. See what she says. Do you buy her story? Do you buy this cognitive dissonance that allowed her to live with this alleged monster for all of those years? And be okay with the extreme secrecy that he demanded because it was normalized in that household? What's on the cutting room floor? What didn't make it to the dock? That's what I'm curious about. And I'm sure prosecutors might be too. Again, never been charged with anything. I don't know that she should be either. Or that she shouldn't be. I just don't know. But that's a fascinating place to look to get the closest picture we have yet that we have seen to this date of the woman who is allegedly the wife of the Long Island serial killer, of the Gilgo Beach killer, Rex Heuermann. Again, hit subscribe wherever you're watching this and let me know in the comments what your thoughts are on this case. My name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.